Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and once again, you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today are based in Iowa City, but they aim their lyrics to address the struggles of all working-class Americans. Their debut album is called We the People. Please welcome the Muck Rockers.
Tale of what we call the Great Depression, when the bankers and the lawyers said, look at this mess we're in, and the fathers of our fathers feared for their wives or children, and the people were tough back then. They were red, they were yellow, they were black, blue and gray. They were Christian, Muslim, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, straight and gay. From the east coast and the west coast, someone grab the gun, and the people going on the run. Now long have I sang to their myths and of their legends. Broke banker and the underdog declared themselves free. Then a street named for walls killed them all through consumption. Man, the people have got to be free. And I say, burn all your money, pack up your kids, better find your religion, better get off the grid, better know your constitution. Someone grab a gun. Look at this mess they're in, and the children of our children have to teach them history's lesson. All the people will always win. Because we're red, black, and yellow. We are white, blue, and gray. We are Christian, Muslim, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, straight, and gay. From the east coast and the west coast, from the left, from the right. We are the people in our righteous mind. Better get off the grid, better know your constitution. Then he gets your gun, and the people have always won. I said the people have always won. I said the people have always won.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and you're listening to, you heard their opening number from our guest this week on Java Blend, the Muck Rockers, and they have a raucous crowd here. They've drawn them into the Java House in downtown Iowa City for this live performance, and I want to welcome first and foremost, because he is first and foremost on the stage, Scott Cochran. Hi, Scott.
Hello,
welcome
Ben.
Back.
Thank you.
You've been here before. Tell us about the folks you have on the stage with you and a little bit about your background, how you got together in this group called the Muck Rockers.
The Muck Rockers, about 4 or 5 years ago, I met the heart and soul of the Muck Rockers, our rhythm section, Matt and Molly Muck Rocker, otherwise known as Pigs and Clover. Matt and Jamie Kearney. I'd been writing songs for a long time and thinking about the state of the nation and worried about my children's future and meeting them and their passion towards certain things made me realize I wanted to make a record of some of the songs I've been writing. I call them my patriot songs, but some people call them other things. So we got together to make a record, and we called in Mr. Tom Spielbauer to put some guitar on the record. Tom comes from a wonderful family down Riverside Way and plays in a band called Porch Builder, who I love. And he came and put some guitar on, and he plays anything with strings, so we put some banjo on there. And next thing we know, April Dirks Byhoon here, she likes to listen to us and play our songs, and she started playing with us on stage. And the next thing I know, we're a band, and we didn't really plan on it that way. We just got together to make a record, and we didn't have a name, and then Jamie came up with a name, so I thank her for that.
Jamie came up with the name. Now, this harkens back to, we get a little history lesson here, don't we, Jamie? We about 100 years ago, there were people called the Muckrakers.
Right, journalists who were exposing, you know, corruption in the highest echelons of power in this country.
But, that belongs to the 20th century. We don't have that in the 21st, do we, Scott?
Even worse now than ever.
Oh, okay. So why
I just want to say that I fear for my kids, and I think that I have four boys from 14 to 5, and I believe within their lifetime there's going to be a drastic change in the United States of America, and that the power that was given to the people by the Constitution has been taken away slowly, and we're being blinded by convenience and things like that, and people need to kind of wake up and realize what's going on. And
okay, and we're going to hear plenty of those messages. That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to hear plenty of these messages in the lyrics of the Muck Rockers, original music. Let's go to it. Let's have you rock some muck or muck some rock.
I'm not sure. Some rock, I think it is. I usually muck it up.
Everybody, yeah.
Song I wrote right after I met these guys, directly influenced by Matt and James, called Kick the Power Out.
Cows and pigs and vegetation, faster food, decrepit nation. What you gonna do when all the food runs out? Cuts your pigs, who pulls your tassels, power through your cardboard castle. What you gonna do when all the power's out? Kick the power out, 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 kick the power's out. What you gonna do when you're in the dark, deep in debt to the corporate shark? What's the board look like at the end of Monopoly? On your knees to the new Plutarchy. Don't you think that you ain't gonna suck? Kick the power out. 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 Kick the powers out. Tyrants, fire hydrants, pissy. Remember when we loved the underdog?
Reject the lies, reject the fears. Speak the truth and the world will hear. Shout it in the streets, don't write a blog.
Kick the power out. Kick the power out. Kick the power out.
Things from my grandpas, both of them highly influential to me, I believe. One of them was a World War II vet, iron worker, rough and tough guy, abusive guy. The other one was a gentle-hearted, hillbilly guy, farmer. Both of them meant a lot to me, and both working-class dudes. And this one here is called My Grandpa John.
Grandpa John come from Greenville, Tennessee. He put us home with the mountain men and me. One day after work in his home with his wife, thought about taking his one poor boy life away. Thought about taking his one poor boy's life again. Thank you.
Uncle Sam. On him a war, we lost us a man. Day after day in his home with his wife, thought about taking this young boy's life again. Felt just like taking some German boy's life again. But I ain't gonna die for no rich man. If you work every day, you shouldn't be poor. Country that died in Vietnam. I love Abe Lincoln, I study the man. Him and Mary gave a little boy to this war. How can you even ask me what we're fighting for? Right now, y'all gotta fight for the country right now. Country to roam, a woman to love, and a place to call home. Learn something with strings, sing the wings of a dove, and the wisdom to ask for strength from a king. Sometimes we all gotta ask for the strength.
The Jazz Department is back, overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
There are five of them on our stage this week, Matt and Jamie Kearney, Tom Spielbauer, April Dirks-Bihun, and Scott Cochran, and they call themselves the Muck Rockers. They are based in Iowa City. Their first album, right? Debut.
Yeah.
We the People is the title of the album, and they have more than a musical mission, it seems, a mission to recall. I'm getting the sense of greatness that you think we've partially lost. We're in danger of losing.
Yeah, I mean, we're the wealthiest nation that ever was, and you know, we have millions of starving kids, and you know, our infrastructure's collapsing, and we're constantly at war. You have to ask yourself why. It's the influence of money, in my opinion.
Do you feel that people are receiving your message? Do they go out and see you and just say, "Oh, that's another band," or are they taking in the message in a different way than they would just another band that sings love songs? Let's say.
Well, I don't know. We hit them over the head with it pretty hard, so they probably can't help it.
Nobody
sued you yet. All right, let's go back to music. This is wonderful. Tell us how we can find out more about the Muck Rockers on the web.
Well, this is actually probably the Muck Rockers' farewell. We came together to make a record, and we got other things going on. But music's going to live forever. So you can download the music at cdbaby.com, Muck Rockers. Who knows what the future holds? But
this is a farewell tour, or is this your last gig?
This is probably our last gig.
Oh.
And we just came together to throw these songs at the world, and I think we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, thank you for doing us the honor of one last show for us, Muck Rockers. Let's go back to music. Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend with the Muck Rockers.
I'm going to give the guitar to Matt for two songs, and we're going to do one of Matt's songs. And one of Tom's songs, Muck Rockers, spread it around here. Matt writes amazing songs. Jamie writes amazing songs. Tom writes amazing songs. April can sing. She does it all. So it's really...
When 3 are melting down, engineer the food so I don't even want it. Modify the genes so they can spray more poison on it. I look around and as far as I can see, somebody's crazy and it's not me. Love those cars since their profits stopped the trains. Now petroleum's the juice they got us slamming in our veins. We'll do anything to get it, like some oil-craving junkie. It takes 4,000 pounds a car to move 200 pounds a monkey. I look around and as far as I can see, somebody's crazy and it's not. Weaponizing anthrax, they weaponize it well. crystals in the silos. Wash them in 1 second flat. Splice a bowl of jeans on smallpox. Jesus, whose idea was that? I lock the door and I throw away the key. Somebody's crazy and it's not me. Somebody's crazy and it's not me. Somebody's crazy and it's not me.
Matt Kearney.
This is Tom Spielbauer's, go ahead, Tom.
You want me to do one? You want me to do one more?
All right.
Everywhere I go, the kids, they all complain, saying, that old man's got to be insane. I don't believe I've ever seen one of them things. What's he trying to do with all them strings? They'll say, hey, Grandpa, you're looking pretty lame. You ought to trade that thing in on a Guitar Hero game. Cause what you got's an inferior machine. Well, you don't need no amplifier when you got a TV screen. You know, there's about 200 songs to choose from. I looked at them. They were all just dumb and all that. John Lee Hooker, he did not make the list. I saw that, I said, all to hell with this. Well, if you ask me, it's all gone too far. No, that's just pushing buttons. Ain't playing no guitar. Like Simon says, follow the bouncing ball. Well, that don't take no creativity, yeah. You know, there ain't no machine that's gonna teach you how to play. You got to sit down and practice and do it every day. That's me and Mike and brother George learned how to play. You got to believe me, there just ain't no other ways. Showboated a little bit there. You know, my brother George, he told me, tried to play against that machine. The only song that he found was Mississippi Queen. You know, they told him that he wasn't no rock star. He couldn't bring it home on a toy plastic guitar. But you know, there ain't no machine asking to teach you how to play. You got to get drunk and practice and do it every day. Well, that's how Mike, April, Scott, and Oz learned to play. Like to believe me, there just ain't no other way.
See, to me, that's as much a statement on modern life as anything anybody else talks about, politics or anything, because, you know, there's probably some kid in his room that someone bought him a nice guitar, and someone bought him a guitar player. What he really wants to do is play the guitar player, but it's too hard, so he just plays his little guitar player all the time. And there's the guitar just sitting there waiting for him, you know? It's like modern. Anyway, it's also a great rock and roll song. But.
It's coming.
country music.
Country music. This one's called Paris Hilton.
It's my favorite one.
And it's because it's called Paris Hilton, it's obviously about domestic job flight. I was in my room a long time ago upstairs all by myself late at night, and I was watching like Entertainment Tonight on a little black and white TV, and I was farting around doing something. And it was like Paris Hilton's 21st birthday, and they showed her flying all around the world, 7 different cities, Paris and London, and then I found out like the next day our neighbor was sent off to Iraq to fight in a war, you know, and his kids weren't going to see him for whatever, and I thought, that just isn't right, man. So I wrote a song about Paris Hilton for her, in her honor. Paris Hilton had a birthday in 7 different towns. My boy's got a worn out pair of shoes. And a friend of mine's been a year now in a desert overseas. We help his wife when her bills come overdue. I gotta hitch a ride, I can't afford an airplane. I'll get there no matter how I go. I'm gonna leave this empty factory, 20 years of sweat, but get my job back from Mexico. I never had a fortune, I never wanted to. I work hard all week, I want the weekends to myself. Family vacation once a year in June. Shirt on my back and shoes on my shelf. I gotta hitch a ride, I can't afford an airplane, but I'll get there no matter how I go. I'm gonna leave this empty factory, 20 years of sweat. I'm gonna get my job back. Several million now for laying off half the people in our town. I'm gonna hitch a ride, I can't afford an airplane, but I'll get there no matter how I go. I'm gonna take a lawnmower shotgun, I'm gonna mop on it on the way, maybe I get my job back from a CEO. Government's got no money, they take a lot of mine. Where the hell does all that money go? Is it running down Osama? Is it building roads and schools? Or split up between Paris and CEOs? I won't hitch a ride, I can't afford an airplane, but I'll get there no matter how I go. Might take a lawnmower shotgun, I might load it on the way to get my job back from the CEOs. Yeah, I'm heading east, I'm gonna take a fast train, Washington D.C., just south of Baltimore. I'm gonna take along the old shotgun, my lord.
job back from the CEO. We're gonna get our jobs back from the CEO.
This one's called Alcohol's the Devil. Well, when I was a young man, I told myself I was never gonna touch that vial. Well, my grandpa was a prisoner, my daddy is a slave, although they battled it for a while. And I wake up in a cold sweat, shadows knocking on my door, and I tremble in confusion, I can't take it anymore. And I'm tired of being tired, I'm gonna leave it all behind. Get up and fight, or I can die. Sometimes I'm gonna get a gun, I'm gonna blow my head off. I'm gonna leave this world of terror behind. I tell all my friends I'm sorry, but it's the end. Alcohol's the devil, and it's the way to ruin your life. Older, nothing's really changed. I struggle with myself every day. Slink around back alley, die a thousand deaths, a coward with no honest word to say. And then wake up regretting what I have and have not done. I didn't mean to hurt nobody, I was only having fun. And I'm tired of being tired, I'm gonna leave it all behind. I can get up and fight, I can die. Sometimes I'm gonna get a gun, I'm gonna blow my head off. I'm gonna leave this world of terror behind. Tell all my friends I'm sorry, but it's the end. The way to ruin your life. Well, alcohol's the devil, and it's the way to ruin your life.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
It's the Muckrockers on our stage for this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. Been in the business since 2001, and Java Blend shows are recorded most Friday afternoons at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. We do get around to other parts of the state, so find out about our broadcasts and our events by going to iowapublicradio.org. Perhaps you're driving around in a car, or maybe you're cutting up vegetables, Maybe you work in the wood shop. I don't know what you're doing while you're listening to this broadcast, but do know that you can go to iowapublicradio.org and download this performance as a podcast for your very own. Absolutely no charge involved in that. A stereo broadcast, iowapublicradio.org. Search for Java Blend and download our podcast. And while you're there, tell us how you like the program and suggest a band. Because we come to the end of life on some of these bands, like the Muck Rockers. They're delivering their last performance of their life. Scott Cochran just announced here. Tell us, Scott, this band is a lot of bands rolled into one. So tell us about the other bands that are rolled up into this.
I play a band called Sluegrass. We play some songs of these.
Yeah, Sluegrass.
Sluegrass and Matt and Jamie are Pigs and Clover. They play as out as Pigs and Clover, all their own material. These guys play in a band called Cedar County Cobras. They're amazing. And Porch Builder, of course, Townsend Porch Builder. There's a band that comes and goes called Half Fast every few years, like the Cicadas, I think. And we all play together. We'll play together in future incarnations. These songs will live. So
okay. We'll mourn for the Muck Rockers, but we will mourn with that in mind.
Dad, and these songs...
Go mourn organized.
Right. Go mourn organized.
Let's go back to music. We've got a few more minutes. We're enjoying this so much. The Muck Rockers. We the People is their album, put out in 2014. And you can find out more about them on the web at...
You can go to... We have a Facebook web page, Facebook Muck Rockers. You can find us there. Or cdbaby.com, Muck Rockers. You can listen to our music and buy it there. Or reverbnation.com, we have a page. Tom Spielbauer is one of the finest natural musicians I've ever met. He plays anything with strings. And he should have a PhD in the history of rock and roll. He's just an amazing dude. Wonderful dude. And last year he said, you know, I think I'm going to start playing the fiddle. And it's a hard thing to do. And here he is. This is a song about a traveling troubadour friend of mine named Brian Fuller, who I met, played in a band with in Iowa City years ago. Now he lives in Las Vegas and he sells jewelry. And he's like high-end jewelry and he travels around the country and he goes to dealers and stuff. And, you know, he disappeared from my life and then through the magic of social media, I found him. And he puts on his Facebook page. He's a great guy and he goes to every little seedy town on the way. Where's your most dangerous bar? And he goes in there and hangs out and eats there and meets the locals. And everything's a ma and pa shop. And he chronicles it in his Facebook page called Road to Ruin. So this is our tribute to Brian Fuller. And you want to check out his photographs. They're amazing. Road to Ruin. Life on the ledge and love on an edge, a favorite in every town. From proud Alabama through the stout prairie land, they say that boy sure come around. That boy sure gets around. He knows people are people. There'll be tomorrow, they were yesterday. From Dothan, Sioux City, Manhattan to West L.A. He shares simmering sunsets, his beautiful dives, a little slice of the American soul. The pride of a father, the wear of the road, his nectar of diamonds and gold. Nectar of diamonds and gold on this road to ruin.
life's a hard game to play. From Dothan to City, Manhattan to West LA. On the ledge, love on an edge, killed 500 miles today. I'll be in the night, so save me a stew, a Coors Light and a vitamin J. On this road to ruin, life's a hard game to play. From Dothan to Sioux City, to West LA, and you wind up so many places when love's a joyful game to play. From Dothan to Sioux City, Manhattan to West LA. Oh, Dothan to Sioux City, Manhattan to West LA.
Tom Spielbar on a violin. All right, thank you guys. I'm going to do two more songs. This one I wrote, and I'm so proud I'm playing this particular guitar today. My partner Marie's grandmother passed away a few years ago, and it wasn't unexpected, but when we got the call, her dad had called and told her. And she was of my grandparents' generation, the generation that grew up in the Great Depression and fought World War II and grew up with nothing and no running water, no electricity. We can hardly imagine that now, you know. And they were tough people. And when she passed away, it just occurred to me that there goes another one, you know. So I wrote this song called Another Flower of the Golden Age. And this is her son's guitar that we just got fixed in a shop here in Iowa City. We just got it back, and I'm so proud to be playing that on this song. Her pa called her today, said his ma, she passed away. She wanted him to tell his girl goodbye. She sends y'all her love, grandpa's waiting up above to share that golden kingdom in the sky. Yes, them they say they grew up lucky. Yes, them they didn't know they was poor. They had faith in simple things. They made America strong. Another flower of the golden age is gone. Before and after Hitler's war, they needed family and not much more. Proud to serve, wouldn't have it any other way. Old Hitler thought they weren't strong. Hitler was wrong. They can't believe we give it all away. Yes, then they say they grew up lucky. Yes, then they didn't know they was poor. They had faith in simple things. They sang American songs. Another flower of the golden age is gone.
Vietnam. They love their pa and their mom. And an honest day's work should bring an honest man's pay. With teamwork and brotherhood, they were honest, they were good. I can't believe we're gonna give it all away. Guess them they say they grew up lucky. Guess them they didn't know. Faith in simple songs, another flower of the golden age is gone. Yes, them they'll say you grew up lucky. We gave you everything you need, even more. So keep your faith in simple things. Your faith in simple songs, another flower of the golden age is gone. Another flower of the golden age is gone. Another
Flower of the Golden Age is the title of that original music. The Muckrockers on our stage, and going to play one last tune in their very last gig. But you can find out more about these musicians at our website, all the other music they're involved with, April Dirks Byhun, Tom Spielbauer, Jamie and Matt Kearney, and Scott Cochran. Thank you so much for this performance today at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Jim Davies to be thanked as well, our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, and assistant producer, Derek Kellison. Let's hear it one more time for the Muckrockers and have them send us out with a little more music.
Thank you, Ben.
We no longer
And that finishes up the Muck Rockers' final performance, a performance on the stage at the Java House at downtown Iowa City for Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. I hope you'll tune in again next week for more Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.